Welcome back to the Dependency and Decaf podcast. I am Lillian Ketchum, and I am the host of this podcast, and let's just get right into this week's episode.
Hello, hello. It feels so great to be back on the podcast with you guys. And if you're new here, I am Lillian Ketchum. I'm the host of this podcast, and I start every episode by talking about my new favorite drink, hence the name of the podcast, Dependency and Decaf. I love coffee. And actually recently, I have just been drinking straight espresso. I know that's absolutely crazy, but just hear me out, okay? I just need that extra kick, and I haven't been jiving with like lattes or anything, just straight espresso for like the past couple weeks. And my energy levels are amazing because of it. I can't explain it. But anyways, if you're looking for a good espresso, if you have an espresso machine, I highly recommend the Trader Joe's brand. There's something about this brand that I cannot explain. I've tried so many different kinds of espresso, and this is just the best kind. But yeah, so let's just not talk about coffee the whole episode, because we all know I could. And we're just going to pray and get right into today's episode. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for your goodness and for your faithfulness and just for who you are to us, Lord. I thank you that we are able to live according to what your word promises to us because of what you did on the cross, Father. So I pray that today that you would reveal to us new levels of our walks with you, Lord, that you would remove any gloss from our eyes that are allowing us to see our life in a way that you don't want us to, Lord, and that you would replace that with visions and eyes of heaven to see how you desire us to see, Lord. Thank you for what you're going to do today. Speak through me, Lord, and speak to your people who listen. Open up their hearts to hear truth from you today. In Jesus' name, amen. So if you saw the title of today's episode, it is called Dear Overthinker. And this is a topic that's very close to my heart because this used to be my entire life. I used to feel like I couldn't get through a single day without completely taking weight underneath my thoughts and overthinking. And I used to feel like, you know, one thing would be said or one negative emotion would be experienced, and then I'd just fall down this cliff that I had dug myself the day before. And so knowing that I used to struggle with it, and now being on the other side of it with the Lord, I feel like I've gained wisdom and also personal experience enough to be able to speak into this. And I also have had a ton of friends recently reaching out to me about a lot of things that have to do with overthinking. And so I just feel like this is a message that even if we feel like maybe we've checked the box and we're like, yeah, I don't overthink anymore, that this is a message that is beneficial no matter where you are in your walk of life. But yeah, going back to kind of where I used to be in life, I used to struggle very, very heavily with severe depression and anxiety and just these patterns of suicidal ideation and self-hatred. And even after I found Jesus, I found myself struggling with these things. And I found myself struggling with these similar thought patterns of believing that I had no purpose and believing that nobody loved me and believing that I was doing no good. And every time I would have those thoughts, I would believe them and I would make an agreement with these thoughts and I would walk them out like they were my truth and like Jesus actually didn't die for these thoughts and die for my purpose and how much he loved me. And something that I learned walking through this was that we actually have a choice every single day to either agree with the lies and agree with what the enemy's saying, or we can choose to agree with the better word that Jesus spoke and the better word that God spoke over us after we received him as Savior that actually defeats those lies. And I just want to encourage you by saying it's not impossible to get there. I think something that I really saw in my life, and I still see in other people's who are struggling with this, is that they're just too discouraged to even try to get better. I remember I was at a point where I was like, well, God, like, why couldn't have you just made me normal? Like, why do I have to fight so hard to get to a place that other people just get to live in every single day? Why do I have to fight so hard just to have peace and fight so hard to have a sound mind? And a revelation that I had while I was walking through that is I actually don't have to fight for it because it's my inheritance. And once I received Jesus as my Savior, I received the kingdom of heaven. And that means that I receive everything that he did for me on the cross, which means that if God says in scripture that I don't receive a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind, what does that really mean? So within this revelation of realizing that it was my inheritance, I also realized that I was choosing to not walk in my inheritance. I was choosing the hard way of believing the lies and pushing myself away from the truths that Jesus already died for. And so I want you to know that it's actually not impossible. Jesus did the hardest part for you. All you have to do is know your word and sit with him. And for me, I was at a point where that was hard for me and that was impossible for me. But I am now on the other side of what it looks like to discipline yourself and sit in scripture and sit in prayer and be consistent, because I haven't thought those lies about myself. I can't even remember when. Like, thank you, Jesus. And it was only possible for me to get to that point because I sat in scripture so much and because I trained my mind to know the truth of God's word and not the truth or the lies from the enemy. The reason that this is difficult and the reason why it feels like we have to fight so hard to get to this place is because we're living in the flesh. See, Paul talks about it. He says, why do I do things that I hate? Because he's stuck in this fleshly body trying to walk out in the spirit and walk out in the covenant of Jesus. And so if you find yourself discouraged and you find yourself sitting here wondering why it's so difficult to get to a sound mind and why it's so difficult to burn these thoughts away and just live normally like everybody else, it's because you're stuck in a fleshly body. You're stuck in this place where you're trying to walk out in a way that you've never walked out before and untrain your mind to ways that are natural and retrain them to the unnatural. It's not an easy process. So have grace on yourself. We're not ever going to be perfect. We're not ever going to check the box on all these things that we struggle with in our lives. But Jesus took the hardest part for it. You're not fighting for victory. You're fighting to it. Jesus already paved the path for us. All we have to do is be obedient and taking those steps, which is sitting with him and reading the word. A huge, huge, huge thing that changed the game for me and walking through overthinking was knowing the lies that lead me to spiral. Whether that's me not being good enough, which was a big one that encompassed pretty much all the lies that I was believing, or that I was unloved, or anything else, any thoughts that I would experience that would cause me to spiral, I wrote them all down and I identified all of them. And then I took all of those lies and actually found scriptural truths to combat each one of those lies that I knew led me to spiral and continuously overthink. And so after I wrote down all the lies and I found scriptures to combat these lies, I then took the time to sit and read that every single day. I'd wake up and I'd flip to that page in my notebook and I would read all the lies that I believed about myself, and then I would read all the scriptures and I would sit there and I would read them and I would read them and I would read them until it became habit, and until I got to the point where I actually knew those scriptures off the top of my head. So then throughout the day, and not just in the morning, if I randomly got a thought throughout my day that I wasn't good enough, I would recite that scripture that I read so many times in my mind, and I'd say, no, actually, Jesus says this about me. And so knowing your word changes everything, and a lot of it is just repetition until you get to the point where throughout your day, you're naturally reciting scripture and combating the lies of the enemy, And that is the key to having a sound mind, is knowing your word. Knowing your word, because you can come up with all your own truths that you want, but unless they're scriptural truths, they are not going to rip out the root of the lies from the enemy. Sitting in this repetition will change your life for so many reasons. And another thing that I learned through this repetition is that the enemy actually doesn't come up with any new tricks. He has nothing new up his sleeve. He has no capability of coming up with all of these new tactics. So once you learn all of the lies that you've been struggling with and you know the scriptures for them, the rest of your life is going to be so much easier. The quicker you learn to be repetitive and to be disciplined in your word, the quicker that you are going to obtain a sound mind, and the quicker you're going to get to a point in your life to where it's actually second nature and it's actually natural, because the enemy isn't going to come at you with anything different and anything new. So you've combated that for the rest of your life because you know the word, and you know that you know the better word that God spoke over all of those lies. And what I mean by the enemy not coming at you with anything new is I know that I am called to share the gospel. And I know that I am called to share my life story and how God changed me through it, and scripture. And I'm called to share scripture and preach the word. And so because I know what I'm called to, I can identify all of the lies of the enemy that come with that call, and know that he's going to keep coming at me with those same lies for the rest of my life. And so if I can know the truths of the word now, and I can train my mind now, it's going to be second nature years down the road when he's still coming at me with the same lie that I'm not good enough. And I'm just going to know every scripture possible, and it's not even going to affect me in the same way anymore, because I've been walking out the truth and walking in the spirit and training that spiritual muscle for so long that it's actually easier to walk in the spirit than it is to walk in the flesh. A huge thing that I also want you to know is that God isn't withholding something good from you. He isn't punishing you because you did something wrong. He isn't giving you a horrible portion of suffering for your life, but rather God actually cares about you so much that he's identifying all of these thought patterns and all of these ways of thinking and ways of living in your life now, so that you can actually surrender them to him and get healed from them now. So 30 years down the road, you're living in abundance and freedom and healing and the more to life that God is calling you to. So it's just like a friend. If you see something that's on their face or you don't like their outfit, a good friend who really loves you is going to tell you and is going to call that out in you because they want what's best for you. It's the same thing with God in these situations where we're struggling with overthinking and we can't seem to get out of it, or we're struggling with anxiety, or we're struggling with these thought patterns and these cycles. It's the same thing. God loves you so much, and he loves you enough to tell you that that's not the right way of life, and to convict you and to say, hey, there's actually so much better for this, but you gotta choose it. He cares about you so much that he wants to pull this out of your heart now and reveal it to you so you don't walk in this for the rest of your life. He wants to train, reveal, and teach to you now how to conquer this so you can actually live in the abundance of life that he died for you to live in. And a huge thing that helped me in getting to this place was taking it day by day, moment by moment, because as an overthinker, as someone who used to be an overthinker, I would have moments where I would be so overwhelmed, or I'm like, how am I ever gonna get out of this? How am I ever gonna get better? Like, way in the long run, like, I don't see it happening. Take it day by day and step by step, scripture by scripture and lie by lie. And when you take it little by little, naturally, you're just going to get to this point where you're sitting back and you're saying, whoa, I didn't even notice how far God took me because I was taking it baby step by baby step and trusting him with each little thing and surrendering to him each little thing. It's not impossible. It's not impossible. And I remember being in this place and thinking that that would never be my life. And that would never be my portion. I would see all these people that had so much joy, that were preaching all of this freedom. And every time I would sit there and say, yeah, but that's just not me. That's not what God wants for me. Yes, it is. That's why Jesus died for you, not just to free you from sin, but to free you from overthinking and to free you from thought patterns and to actually give you so much joy and peace that it's overflowing everywhere you go. And I also found a part of myself comfortable with the overthinker side of me and comfortable with the depressed side of me and the anxious side of me, to the point where when God was revealing it to me, I actually didn't want to surrender it and let it go because I was so afraid of what it might look like to step into something different that I had no idea what it looked like. And I want you to know that it's okay that you actually are scared to let this part of yourself go. And it's okay that you are unsure of giving this up because you're not sure what it might look like on the other side. But I want you to know God is a good God, and he is a God of the bigger picture, and he sees every big piece of the puzzle from beginning to end that we don't see. And so if God is calling you to this place and he's whispering to you through the Holy Spirit and he's saying, hey, give this up for me, I have so much more for you, it's going to be better than you could ever ask, think, or imagine. He's not the kind of God who would call you somewhere and have it be worse than where you are now. The enemy is just so intentional with keeping us right here on this side of the wall when God is opening the door and saying, hey, come on through. Come on through. There's so much more for you on the other side of this. And the enemy, his biggest tactic is to get us to stay where we are out of fear, because he knows what's on the other side of that door. He knows that once we walk through that door, we're not going to struggle with those things anymore. He knows that once we walk through that door, we're not going to be experiencing life in the torturous ways that we've been experiencing it, but we're actually going to be walking out the fullness of life and joy that God has called us to. And I almost just picture like you're sitting in a box, and there's this thing on top of this box that's keeping you closed inside of it. And God, the box is in outer space, and God is like way out over there. And you're stuck in this box because there's this weight on top of it that he's trying to lift off, but you won't let him. And the moment that you actually let him lift off that weight, you open up the box to outer space. And God is saying, look. Look at all that I have for you. Look at, you can run as far as you can see and then some. That's how much he has for you on the other side of this thing that you're struggling to get free from and struggling to let go. And that's what the enemy is so scared of for you, because he knows the abundance that you will be living in. He knows that he will no longer have a foothold in your life when you let go of that thing and you walk out freely to the Lord. So know that. Know that in your seasons of life, if you're struggling to let something go or you're struggling to push through and get to the other side, that's because the enemy is doing everything he can to keep you where you are because he's so afraid of where God is calling you to. So if you don't get anything else from this episode, I want you to know that everything in abundance of life and joy and peace and freedom comes from God's word and comes from knowing his word. So if you don't discipline yourself in any way after this as well, set aside time every single day to know his word, to write down those lies and to identify scriptural truths that combat them and read them every single day. Every single day until you memorize them, and then just keep reading them. Because I'm telling you right now, it will change your life. The word of God will change your life if you let it. Father, thank you so much for your truth that combats every lie and every thought pattern and every overthinker. Father, thank you for the blood of Jesus that covers all these lies and calls us to freedom. Thank you, God, that you didn't just send Jesus to die for us, to live a mediocre life of knowing you but overthinking every minute, but that you actually died for us to live in so much more. God, I pray that you reveal to us just a little bit of that more today, that you give us the faith that we need to step into that more and the strength that we need to surrender these things and to receive that more, Lord. I pray against schemes from the enemy that are keeping us from that more. We don't belong to him. We belong to you, Jesus. So help us to receive it. Help us to get to that point. Help us in our discipline and our repetition of reading and knowing your word, Lord. Thank you for giving us a guide to freedom and a guide to peace and a guide to joy. Thank you for your word that is alive. We love you, Jesus. And I pray that today is the first step to more for the rest of our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.